This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, then we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, man, the Pistons fell to the Wizards the other night. So, Carl, it is, you know, technically, still possible that we could get that locked in sixth spot. We felt that, you know, the way Cade Cunningham's looked, you know, Pistons are 7 games over .500. Could the Hawks ever get there? Right now at 23.5 behind the Cavs, but 4.5 games behind the Pistons for that locked in spot. We'll talk to the man. Puffy K has got to be excited about the Hawks with a 4-game win streak and taking on the Clippers and the Beard. Should be a big crowd. What's up, Steve Coonan?
Yeah, hope you guys are having fun out playing golf at East Lake today. I heard from several friends, I've seen both of you on the back nine. How'd it go?
That's not accurate. That's completely inaccurate. Carl is suffering from a some sort of sinus infection, and I'm suffering from an aching back, Steve. We're working from home today. We're not well.
So y'all played golf with these injuries, from what I understand.
No, again, I don't know if somebody saw me at East Lake. I mean, in years past.
I'm looking at pictures right now. That was a nice pink polo, by the way.
I have been described as a fat Chandler, and Carl has been described as looking like Coach Tomlin. So if those two guys were there, then so be it.
So, Carl, you're not doing the Hawks game tonight?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hate when golf gets in the way of that. But hi, guys.
Would you stop it?
Oh, yeah. If the shoe was on the other foot, you wouldn't start.
No, I mean, look, one of our favorite places in the whole wide world is East Lake, and this time of year, before it gets too hot, we can actually walk the course without dropping dead, it would be very exciting. But no, Steve, you got some bad information on this Aspire report.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I made that up. We'll see how it goes.
No, believe me, I'd like to project myself to East Lake right now. Go hang out there in the club room and get some of that great food. Steve, man, the Hawks are on a nice little run. And we just laid out the situation. I mean, looks like a 7 seed and Trey just doing what Trey we know he's capable of. And then maybe a matchup with the Celtics. I mean, I don't want to get the cart before the horse, but, you know, decent things are happening right now for the Hawks.
Yeah, we're really encouraged about, because we what we're taught to do as professionals is one game at a time, not looking forward, just looking forward to tonight's game against the Clippers. They're a good team in playoff hunt also. But the guys are playing really well, and what's very cool about it is everyone's contributing. I think we've had 6, 7, 8 guys in double figures over the last few games. And so the ball's moving and scoring and playing some defense, and tonight should be really, really good. Come on down.
Yeah, look, and I just think for whatever reason, and maybe it just takes time, Steve, but the guys off the bench, Niang and Mann, and certainly – you know, all the guys that are meshing right now off the bench, it just you're getting all this production that we just didn't see earlier in the season. And this trade all of a sudden feels like we got the better end of the stick here, right? The best of the deal.
Well, I like what we've got, you know, and that's all you can worry about is what you have on your roster. And these guys are all making a contribution, and each one of them, I think at least one or two have been in double figures every night since the trade. And we have a winning record, 9-6 since the trade deadline, and having people can contribute. And, you know, I mean, if I'm really honest, there's some stats flying around about how we would be if Jalen was playing.
Right.
We're projected we'd be fourth in the East. You know,
I believe that.
I'm excited about this year, and I'm even more excited about next.
Well, I mean, we've got some good things going. We want to keep that thing. We have no idea how the money's going to be spent. You will have some money to work with. Maybe not, as we said, don't have to go after, you know, name brands, because as you've pointed out a number of times, you know, in free agency, you can't talk about specific players being an NBA executive. But, yeah, I think if you could fill it up with worker bees that address the needs of this team. But I would love to see Caris LeVert come back next year, Steve, because he's been fantastic.
Every single guy on the roster has really made a contribution. I can't talk about, you know, certain things, but I happen to agree with you.
Nice.
Steve Coonan,
in your
guest.
Condition, in your medical condition.
No, I'm just on Advil. It's just a bad back. It's, you know, old guy stuff. Back to you, Carl.
Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO, joining us as he does on Fridays. So Hawks in action tonight, by the way. But as we talked about with the league itself, Steve, and I'm just, you know, we talk about all these different things. So, baseball, Mike and I were talking about this, and at some point they're going to have to get a new TV deal, and I think we mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, and somebody was asking me about the new deal next year for the NBA. Do we know how all of this is going to look or work, right? We know NBC has it. We know Peacock's the games are going to be on Peacock, but, like, everything's been laid out to how this is going to look to us as viewers, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to try to do this from memory. On Monday night, you're going to have a game, an exclusive game on Peacock. On Tuesday, you're going to have two on NBC, a doubleheader on NBC. On Wednesday, it'll be ESPN. On Thursday, it'll be Amazon. On Friday night, it'll be ESPN and Amazon. On Saturday, it'll be ABC, ESPN. And on Sunday, it'll be NBC. Both Amazon and NBC want to continue their sports on their feature night Thursday with Amazon, Sunday with NBC. So it will take that that rating slot. And so there literally will be NBA basketball on national television and streaming 7 nights a week.
Wow. Okay. I know that, again, viewing habits have changed. We've talked about younger folks. It was interesting. I guess you can't comment on this because there was some articles in The Athletic. Carl and I were talking about, I think it was Tuesday, a couple of unnamed general managers of MLS teams basically said going to Apple for MLS was a losing proposition. And if you're a season ticket holder, you get the free Apple, which is great. But otherwise, it's not growing their brand. They're better when they're on, like, I guess, a linear or regular, you know, over-the-air TV.
Well, Apple Television, which is a very good product, only has about 25 million subscribers, and I'm a subscriber to Apple TV, but I have to pay incrementally to get the soccer package. So, right. You know, it's I can't comment because I've seen the economics and I've talked to a lot of different teams. They sacrificed reach and ratings for revenue, which, right. You know, some teams decide to do that. In 2003, when I was at Turner, TNT took over the NBC package of the NBA, and a lot of people were really worried that the league would suffer because it was moving from broadcast to cable, but cable had this incredible growth, and the NBA on TNT, you know, was a 20-year incredible run till it just, you know, will end at the end of this year. I think the MLS is a bit ahead of their time because all the data shows we're all going to streaming. So it might be a little softer in the first couple of years, but I think, and it's a 10-year deal, I think it's going to be really fine. One of the things that, I don't know if you guys have seen WWE on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's one of the top shows on Netflix, not only Monday night when it's live, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So by being on streaming, a lot of these sports are getting longer legs where people are watching, you know, delayed broadcasts. So it is all up in the air now. I mean, the world's just changed so radically.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great point about it, you know, because people are watching when they want. And so even though it's on Monday, they go back and watch on a Wednesday or rewind or whatever they want to do. It's Steve Cunningham, guys, with the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks in action tonight against the Clippers. The Claw is not playing from our understanding. Is that right, Mike? The Claw's out tonight?
We believe that Kawhi Leonard is shockingly out of this matchup. We will see the beard, though.
My heart.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry,
maybe
Steve. It just makes me
maybe
laugh.
He'll come to the club and have a drink with us.
Yeah, he just might. Let's talk about, as we move forward with the rest of the season here, let's talk about what the Eastern Conference and specifically, you know, what you think about the East compared to the West. Everybody says the West is just loaded, and it feels that way, right? It just does. It seems to be maybe it'll be harder to come out of the West. But I feel like if we get into a seven-game series, and I was saying this to Mike, I don't know who we're going to end up playing, but I feel like if we're playing the way we are right now, you might surprise some people, Steve. You might get a little bit further than people expect you to. And Mike was saying if we can just get to 500 and build on it, how much confidence would that give you heading into next season?
Oh, I happen to agree with you. I think that, you know, the whole idea is get in the tournament. I don't care how you get into the playoffs. If it's play-in, so be it, because the seventh and eighth would have been in the playoffs before we created the play-in. And the play-in's been wildly, wildly exciting. In the West, you're probably going to have, you know, one or two big brand NBA names in the play-in tournament, like a Golden State potentially. Who knows how long LeBron's out, the Lakers could slide. Which would not, again, break my heart, considering we have their draft pick. So I was pretty happy to see Brooklyn beat them the other night. Or you might see Phoenix with their, you know, trio come in the 10th spot. Who would have thought that? So I think it sets it up for really exciting basketball. Somebody said to me years ago, you want to have meaningful games in the spring. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening tonight. Right. That's what's going to happen over the next couple of months. Meaningful games in Atlanta with the Hawks, and that should be a lot of fun.
Steve, it is Luca with you. Good to visit with you. First time speaking with you. Anyway, we could sweeten pot. Maybe we send the second round Laker pick if you send pizza oven to arena.
Wow. Yeah, you must be delirious with fever with that bit.
What? All right, Steve has poured cold water over the Luka bit, Carl. Moving on. Hey, by the way, in addition to all the stuff going down with the Hawks, you will get March Madness action coming to State Farm Arena.
Yeah.
Talk about that, Steve Cooten.
Cool, yes. Very excited. You know, Sweet 16, Elite 8, and we're the home for the South. And I think the South, any way you slice it, whether it's Duke or Auburn or Alabama, the South is going to be a number one or a number two seed. And it should be the best Sweet 16 and Elite 8 bracket to watch. So I'm super excited about that. That's going to be incredible. Incredible. Yeah. And that's the beauty, again, of our city, is that we can host big events. And between Mercedes-Benz and what they do and what we're able to do and the All-Star game coming to the Braves this summer, there's always something great coming to our city.
Yeah, All-Star Game is going to be a lot of fun. And we are getting one. I know we've asked you this, but we are up for an All-Star Game in the NBA when? 2030?
We're targeting, we'd like 2029, but candidly, much depends on if the NFL goes to 18 games and when would the game be. And, you know, you don't want to go up against the Super Bowl. That would be suicide.
Right.
And don't you always get jammed up with some gymnastics competition? There's always something which the All-Star –
Cheer sports,
always...
but again, which is great for the city. 50,000, you know, people coming to Atlanta is great for the economy. And we are big enough to host something like that, but it has blocked some, you know, availability of dates. But now that – the Super Bowl probably will be shifting. There could be a real opportunity. So we're in active discussions. And then Centennial Yards, which is right across the street from State Farm Arena and from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, will be opening and fully programmed. And that would be, you know, a great thing for visitors to be able to literally stay in a luxury hotel.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey!
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Walk across the street and come to the games.
Nice. All right, man. Steve, looking at the standings, I see the Hawks are scoring an average of 117.4, but the opponents are scoring 119.6. Tell Quinn to straighten that out, won't you?
Well, I think if you look at the season in slices, where we've been lately, before Jalen got hurt, we were number 8 in defense.
Right.
And then there was a gap, and now we're trending back in the top half of the league in defense. But, you know, there were a couple 140-point games in there that skew the numbers.
That's true. But, yeah, but I will say this, the margin getting back as far as the point differential for guys who follow that, you know, all the teams that are above the line, above 6 and higher, are all on the positive side. We're getting close, right? As I said, just 2 points off. So we just said, I mean, we're not looking for moral victories, but I think, Carl, we'd agree. If you could finish with a winning record this year, and then you imagine playing the Celtics in a 2-7, that would the city would be electrified.
Meaningful games in the spring. That is our goal.
Right.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.